Coach, pretty buy a basket in that first quarter. Did it just snowball from there?
Well, you know, you also got to defend, don't you? Yeah. So they got their tails up. We got the shooters got going. You know, they shoot 50% from the three-point line. It's, you know, we've got to be better than that. And what is it, 10-2 start that really set the tone of the game. You know, you're 8 points behind, then you're 10 behind. What did we get behind the most? Biggest lead was 19. You know, it's not a very good trend that we've set in the last three games where we're behind all the time, double-digit behind. So it's really disappointing our starting group can't get us off in the right foot.
And it's the defence that you've been pointing out the last couple of times we've been sitting here. What's the turnaround? Where do you head to and what happens?
Well, head to, we jump on a plane tomorrow. Look, I'm very disappointed. I really have to question the desire. You know, do we have that motivation to be a championship team right now? It doesn't look like it. We take shortcuts when they're available and we're not playing team basketball. I thought Sydney played a much better team game than us, which is disappointing. We miss layups, we missed easy points. Is that a skill set or is that mentally? You know, it's probably the latter, so... very disappointing.
Did you think you'd stand that out this week, Trev? The slow starts. You had the full week with the chance to sort of get there. Were you confident coming in tonight that you'd sort of stand that out a little bit?
Yeah, look, I was hoping that was a turnaround point in Brisbane at half time. That was a line in the sand had been drawn, and so now this is the way we're going to play. But then we come out and play. I don't know. It's like playing YMCA basketball out there. We're not working for each other to get great looks for each other. We're moving, dribbling the ball way too much and not getting open shots. And, you know, statistically, we got a lot of offensive rebounds, but we didn't hurt them on the glass. And that's, it's really disappointing right now.
What has happened to the hunger?
Oh, I don't question the guy's desire, but, you know, everyone plays the game to win championships, but it's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to go out there and put your body on the line every possession. And Trev spoke about in there, right now we're too focused on results as opposed to the process. And, you know, we get good looks early in the first quarter and misses, and all of a sudden, instead of it motivating us to be like, yep, this is working, that is not dropping, all of a sudden, you know, we're lacking intensity at the defensive end. We should gain encouragement from running good offences and then just missing the ones that we normally make at training. Instead, we let that negativity carry over to the defensive end, and all of a sudden we're missing assignments, we're not doing what we wrote up on the whiteboard. And that's purely on the players and it's purely upstairs. It's not a skill thing. But credit to Sydney. They play to their strengths. Their penetrators got in the lanes and then kicked out to their shooters. They rebounded hard. They ran hard. And I think we only had 3 assists in the first half. And that's very unlike us. We know who our scorers are. We know who we want to get open. So does the opposition. It's just a matter of now executing and just backing yourself that if your process is there, the points will eventually end up on the scoreboard regardless if you miss a few early.
It's the balance between relying on talent.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm biased. I get to see Bryce Cotton in particular training every single day. And I think he's one of, if not the best player in the league. But you can't just give a guy, any guy in the league, you know, Jerome Randall is fantastic tonight. But even he will say, you can't just give a guy the ball and expect him to go and score 2 points every single time. We've got to set better screens for him. We've got to call plays that he's comfortable with. And then if they want to deny or play up and in, run our counters where hopefully he gets a back cut and an easy 2 points. Right now, we probably are a bit standoffish and saying, hey, go do something special. And then on the flip side, if he's not going early, there's 4 other guys on the court. We're not a one-hit wonder. We've got guys who can put the ball through the hoop or create for others, more importantly. So it starts with understanding your role. And when the lights turn on and the physicality begins, still being able to do it, even under that pressure.
Is the loss of dominance at home to concern you at the moment?
It doesn't concern me, but it's frustrating. You know, I don't want to talk about the home court just yet because we've got to head to Sydney now and try and get another win on the road. But I guarantee you on Monday or Tuesday when we get back and we can focus on tonight's game, then, yeah, it's something we're going to address. It's a privilege to play in front of 13,500 people. You know, when they're up and about, that energy becomes contagious and there's no better feeling than being a part of the responsibility for creating that energy. And right now we're not giving them a whole lot to cheer about, so we don't want to take this for granted. I'm not concerned about it, but yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to talk about as far as understanding that we wear this jersey, and in particular during Heritage Round, understanding what it means to play for the Wildcats, and part and parcel of playing for the Wildcats is the privilege of playing in front of so many people. So it's frustrating, but it's not a concern.
Trev, are you still trying to find the best way to use Gus and DC, and how important is you solving that puzzle in you guys going deep in the class?
Yeah, they didn't have a good game, did they? With I think Gus got some good looks early and just rolled out. And DC's energy that we've missed for, you know, his consistency, that's what we're looking for with DC. So, look, we need those guys firing without a question. Now, our four bigs, we need to get something there, or alternatively we change it up. So we need to get some productivity out of our bigs. Yeah, well, that's something I was probably too stubborn on, trying to get the guys, you know, giving them enough time to get going, have faith in them and trying to get it going. Maybe I should have got the bench a lot more involved and changed the tactics up a little bit more. So certainly something I'll look at.
It takes all day to hit Sydney. How do you prepare to try to get it right in the short amount of time?
Mate, if I could answer that, I would be not here as a coach. I'd be making millions of dollars somewhere in the world with the ability to change the mindset of people. Maybe I should get a specialist in or something. But look, this hurts. You know, it really does. It's it. You got to wear it on the chin, be a man, step up next game. And next game we'll find out how we respond. Yeah, cheers, guys.